This is really a beautiful Torah. This is from Rav Zevin, Shlomo Yosef Zevin Sefer, a Torah v'la Mo'adim, in the Shruah section. And there's a yesod about Shruah that I think probably many of us know a little bit about, or maybe a lot about, but it's the yesod that you have to come back to every year and find the new Torah to chazer this yesod and understand this yesod, because it's really the yesod of Chassidus, in particular Chassidus Chabad. And it's really the secret of Kabbalah Satara that people sometimes totally miss. Okay, and Rav Zevin, in his very beautiful and poetic style, Rav Zevin lived a long life. You can see he lived from 1888 to 1978. Rav Zevin is most famous for being the founder and editor-in-chief of the Encyclopedia Talmudis, which is still an ongoing project. It's already up to, I don't know how many volumes, like 40 volumes or... And to work through the Aleph Beis in an organized fashion. Rav Zevin was the mastermind behind that, in addition to writing many, many other Svarim. In Chassidus, in Lamdus, in book reviews, autobiographical sketches, he has a wide range of very, very interesting Svarim. So this is one of his Svarim on Chumash and Mo'adim, called the Yom LaTorah V'la Mo'adim, the title's on the top of the second page. And he writes in a very poetic style, which is why the piece I find to be particularly beautiful. He doesn't just say the Yesod, but he says it in a very poetic way, and it's a nice way to prepare for Yom Tov. So he begins, HaRuach VaHaChomer, in the new edition, it's on page 429. HaRuach VaHaChomer, HaMachshava VaHaMaisa. HaRuach VaHaChomer, the spirit and the matter. Chomer means like just gross physicality. Like gross, and we use it in third grade, like disgusting, but just unrefined physicality. Right? So there's a spirit to things, and then there's just material, raw material. Hamachshava v'alaisa. Machshava, the intentions behind something, and then again, just the action that's carried out by basar v'dam, by physicality. Mize lo yodea sharishonim olam al achronim. Who doesn't know, who doesn't realize that the ruach is greater than the chomer, that the machshava is more important than the ma'isa, is greater and deeper than the ma'isa, right? Who doesn't know? Mi zeh lo yodeh sharishonim olam al achronim, that the first category is higher and greater than the second category. V'sharuach v'machshava gevoa me'al achomer v'ha'ma'isa k'gevoa shamayim me'al aretz. Just like it's clear to us that the heavens are above the earth, so too, it should be obvious to us, as people who are connected to a world that has body and spirit, spirit and body, that the ruach is greater than the chomer, and the machshava is greater than the ma'isa. Says Rav Zevin, "Aval amito shel davar lo kachu." But as much as we all know that, if we actually learn deeply, we find out that that's not even true. He says, "Kach v'lo kach." Well, it is true, but it's also not true. What does that mean? Kachu achshav. Of course, the way that we see the world now, physicality is sometimes very unrefined. It's very unimpressive. Kachu achshav. Right now, it's clear to us that the ruach, the machshava, is primary. But in the Achas Hayom, there's going to be a reversal of the system, and that's what we're really striving for. In a sentence, all of what Geula is about, and all of what Olam Haba is about, according to Pnimius, is the unification of body and soul, to the point that the body is able to be greater than the soul. Now, why would I want the lowly body to be greater than the soul? For the very reason that it's a bigger chiddush. When we learned a couple of years ago in Shir, we were learning Lubavitch Rebbe's amazing essay in Yana Shel Torah Sachasidus. The whole way that we tried to explain it is that there's a greater chiddush when a Jew is able to infuse physicality with kedusha than to infuse the Gemara Bava Kama with kedusha, because everyone knows the Gemara Bava Kama is kedusha. Everyone knows the Sefer Torah is holy. Everyone knows Tefillin is holy. If you can prove that eating a slice of pizza is holy, if you can prove that exercising with your body is holy, if you can prove that going to work is holy, that's greater Kvod Shemayim. And the tachlis of life is to bring Kvod Shemayim. So while in a certain sense, Talmud Torah can get cool, and we have to understand that and reconcile that with these ideas, that learning is really the greatest expression of giving Kavod to Hashem, it's the greatest only because it's the most obvious. It's the most easy form of doing something where for sure, there are ways to mess up Torah also. You could turn it into poison, you could turn it into destructive behavior, right? But if you're learning lo lishma, so that's also mitoch shel lo lishma ba lishma, meaning the etzem davar is holy, so there's only so much you can really mess up the Torah. As opposed to going to work, most people mess that up. eating a slice of pizza, most people mess that up. People do it for their own physical pleasure. So in that sense, you know, we push people to stay in the realm of the spirit. But really, a person who's able to elevate Gashmias is able to really achieve the tachlis of the Bria. And that's what he means by kach v'lo kach. As much as it's obvious to us that the Kedusha is found by spiritual matters and not so much by physical matters, he says, but lasa lava, that's what we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to the realization that physicality can be elevated. Im ki kigavoa shamayim ala aretz, the pasuk says in Tehillim that kigavoa shamayim ala aretz, just as the heavens are above the earth. So he says here again poetically, hine arvacha arva tzarech. Your arev needs an arev. What does that mean? Your guarantor requires a guarantor. Meaning anything that seems to be definitive is not so definitive. When you're the guy who's guaranteeing the loan, well, what happens if you default? Right? So, I mean, there's always another way to look at things. There's nothing that's guaranteed. In other words, this reality of Gvoa Shamayim Ala Aretz, I could show you that in the same breath, again, the full pasuk is Ki Kigvoa Shamayim Ala Aretz, right? He says, I could show you in the same breath, Yesh Asher Ki Var Hashem Chadash Av Aretz, that Hashem is going to create something new in the world, in the Aretz. So on the one hand, you'll tell me, as obvious as it is, Shamayim is above Aretz. Well, no, Hashem also predicts through the Navi Yirmiyah that there's going to be a revolution on earth. It's going to be a transformation of physicality. Ba'osam machlokas hakaduma, this is in line with the famous and ancient machlokas, im shamayim kadmu or aretz kadmu. What was first? So you'll say, what do you mean? Bereishis bar elokim, esa shamayim ve'esa aretz. Shamayim came first. That's a machlokas in Chagiga. And Chazal already say, and all the more so, the deeper you get into the sugya, they're both true. In this world, the Pashut read of the Torah, there was a Shemayim before there was an Aretz. And therefore, what does that mean? The Shemayim has the upper hand, rightfully so, and the earth is on the receiving end. That's true even in physical Shemayim and physical Aretz. The rain that descends from above. Ki kasher yered hageshem v'asheleg min hashamayim. Hir v'asaretz v'holi David smicha. Right, the pasuk in Yeshayah that we say is part of the Tanah Sibur, in the Haftorah for Tanah Sibur. Just like the rain descends and the sheleg comes from the heavens, in order to what? To nourish the earth. So the earth is a kli to be makabel the hashpa of the shamayim. Hashamayim misamlim es olam haruach. The shamayim represent the world of the spirit, the world of Ruchnius, va'aretz misamelas es olam ha'maisa. Hashamayim shamayim la'asham. You see how beautiful he weaves in the psukim. Hashamayim shamayim la'asham. Va'aretz nasan levnei adam. Shamayim is the domain of Hashem, and aretz is the domain of man. Aval ha'matara sofis hi. But what's the goal? What are we trying to get to? What's the tachlis? What are we trying to do? Shashamayim yishpru v'yavaru kol kach es ha'aretz. But the goal is that everything as it exists in the higher realms should manifest itself here below in the lower realms. The Eretz Hagashris, in the physical world. Now, before I just read this next line, you have to know how greatly influenced Rav Zevin was by Chabad Chassidus. He had a lot of correspondence with both the Rebbe Rayatz and with the Lubavitch Rebbe, with the 7th Rebbe. And a lot of his writings are influenced by Chabad in very, very interesting ways. Rav Zevin was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He had smicha from the Rogatchover, just to give you like a sense of like his breadth and depth. He had smicha from several Rabbanim. One of them was the Rogatchover. But he had a strong connection. He wrote a lot of letters back and forth with the Rebbe Rayatz and correspondence with Lubavitch Rebbe. And he was a religious Zionist. He also has a very interesting svarim about that. There's a 2-volume set that I'm blanking on the name right now. Very fascinating work. I have it at home about the beginning of Medinas Yisrael. And he was a very proud religious Zionist. He saw the religious significance of it. Even ate a suda of celebration on Yom Ha'atzmaut. Not sure what his practice was with regard to Hallel, but he was also very much a Chabadskar. Again, I don't know if he would say he was a full-fledged Lubavitcher. I don't think he saw himself that way, I'm not sure. But he certainly had tremendous, tremendous hashpah from Chabad. And if there's one line in all of rabbinic literature that captures the derech of Chabad, in what the tachlis of the world is. It's this next line, the famous words of the Medrash, the famous words of the Medrash Rabbah and the Medrash Tanchuma, both in Parshas Naso. Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu lios lo diro b'tachtonim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, this is the one Maimur Chazal that from the Alter Rebbe and downwards, they all point to as Hashem's greatest desire, maybe Hashem's only desire, only openly stated desire, if Chazal can speak on behalf of God. Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's desire was to have a diro b'tachtonim. That's what it's about. To bring down Elokus into this world. My good friend Joey Rosenfeld used the Lashon recently in a shir. He said that we talk a lot in Hasidus about the concept of a Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. Right? Sometimes you have a Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah. So some people accuse Mekubalim and mystics and people who learn Hasidus as trying to get away from the world. And if you learn it in this Mahalach, it's anything, it's so the opposite. It is so much about, right? And again, that's like, when we learned in Yonash Al-Torah Sachasidus from the Lubavitch Rebbe, it was mamish a breakthrough because it just highlights how close to, again, maybe there's no one who properly lives, you know, the motto, but what modern orthodoxy could be is Chasidus. Being in the world, Torah, whatever phrase you want to use, it is so close to what Chasidus says, which is unbelievable. And I thank Rabbi Shmuel Braun for really helping me to understand that so much better. To realize that the Dior B'Tachtonim, yeah, that's the Tafke, that's the Tachlis, that's what we're trying to do here. So Joe used the phrase recently. He said that it's not a Yerida L'Tzarach Aliyah, which is an important concept in Chasidus and Avodas Hashem. He said that the Mekubalim used an Aliyah L'Tzarach Yerida, that they went up to try to bring something down. And he has a Gevaldik Lashon. I told him, I think that's an amazing Lashon, to have an Aliyah L'Tzarach Yerida. He's describing in the context of some of the very esoteric writings of Rav Kook. Rav Kook wasn't escaping the world. Rav Kook was more in the world than people who think they're in the world. Rav Kook was trying to reach into a lofty place to bring something down and to make it accessible. Again, sometimes in the garment of something very lofty. But that's the goal. The goal is to be able to bring it down, as we'll see very clearly, that's the Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The whole Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai is about bringing something down, bringing the Torah down, taking the Torah from the Shemaim and bringing it to the Aretz. Tachtonim kamuvan lo b'makom. When we talk about Tachtonim, says Rav Zevin, just to clarify, what do we mean by Tachtonim? Sharei hu mekomo sha'olam. We're not talking about Tachtonim b'makom. I'm not just talking about Hashem wants to dwell below, meaning in a physically place that's, you know, down below, as opposed to Shemayim being up there. There's no up and down with regard to Hashem. What does it mean that Hashem wants to be amongst the Tachtonim? It's not a space. Hashem is called Makom. Hashem is everywhere. Shehu mekomo sha'olam ve'ena olam mekomo. Ela Tachtonim b'madrega. Where does Hashem want to bring His light? To the lowest of places, to say that even here I'm in charge. In the place where it looks like I have no shaychas, I'm the balabas over here. That's a chiddush. To show that Hashem is found in those lowly places where it looks completely devoid of godliness. That's the biggest kvod shemayim you could possibly create. There's a beautiful Beis Aharon of Aharon of Karlin. In the Beis Aharon, he says that part of the Vayisyatu betachte sahar is also the same. Right? The Jews stood at the foot of the mountain, or more so, Kafalei Markigigis, the Mamish stood under the mountain. It's Mamish trying to bring Elokus into the lowest of places. And he writes a very chizuk diklashon that a Jew who's Mamish, you know, betachlis, hashiflus, the lowest of the lowest of the lowest Jew, is also shayach to Kabbalah Satorah. That's the whole point of Kabbalah Satorah. That you can be betachlis ahar. Har is always a code word for galus. He doesn't say this there, but har is always a code word for galus. The Svarim say that the gematria of the four galios is gematria har. So Bavel plus Madai plus Yavon plus Edom is gematria har. So tachtis har means mamish, like the lowest galus you could fall to, or maybe the end of galus, the ikvus of the Mashiach, the lowest Jews. But dafka into that place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to show, in a world of a perception of Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Amstel the Balabas. That's a big chiddush. So Nis'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a dear with Tachtonim means Tachtonim what? Tachtonim v'madrega. that Hashem wants to reach into the lowest of places. Therefore, when the world is able to reach its pinnacle, the greatest moment is not what? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the cave. Hashem rebukes him. Don't come out of your cave too firm for my world. The tachlis is going to be achieved when the earth is able to be what? Infused with Kedusha. Not to run away from it into a cave. Hashemayim yekablu oz min ha'aretz. The v'nahafachu of what? Who's makablu and who's mashpia? Then in a certain sense, the shemayim is going to be on the receiving end from the aretz. Emes me'aretz titzmach. Right, that the emes is going to go, that the emes is going to be able to go in reverse. That the emes is going to sprout from the earth. V'yisron eretz bacholhu. That the advantage of aretz over shemayim will be recognized by all. You see it in the beginning of Bereishis. I have a sefer I don't call Nachas Tzvi, and he says, if you look in the Pesukim at the beginning of Bereishis, it seems to flip flop. It starts off Bereishis Baralakim Eis Shemayim Veis Aretz, and then later it says Beyom Asos Hashem Melukim Eretz Ushemayim. I think I got the pasuk right. Right, it starts off Shemayim then Aretz, and later it switches to Eretz first. So he says, what's the difference? The difference is after man is created, then there's the possibility. Originally, before man exists, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Shemayim dictates starts. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu empowers man to have free will and to elevate the world, so then, yes, then Aretz can come before Shemayim. And that's the goal. That's the tachlis. That the emes should be me'eretz tismach. We know Hashem is emes. Chosmo emes. We're in Shabbos, like in Nunhei. That the seal of Hashem is emes. But can a person show that I am as, can I give eternity, can I give nitzchias to something which seems to be so finite? Right? Can I infuse, can you just let that Jew who's looking for us, that, you found us.
I figure Jay Richmond's over there.
To be able to take the finite arts and to make it eternal, to give it nitzchias. The Kotzker Rebbe explained, they also bring this from the Chiddush Erem. Okay, I'm on zero. We are about six lines from the bottom of the first page. Ha'admor mikotzk zatzal pirish. Ha'shamayim shamayim la'Hashem va'aretz nasan livnei adam. Again, the pashtus is shamayim is the world of Hashem, and the earth is for lowly men. But the Kotzker explained, the Chiddush Erem, many tzaddikim explain the opposite. Sha'aretz nasan livnei adam laharima ulenasal madregas shamayim. Naso es rosh. Naso es rosh. We always read pashtus naso after. After Shuas and Bamidbar also, which is also lift up Su'u es Rosh. Right? What we're doing is we're lifting up something from a lower place to now take on a higher place. And that's, yes, Hashem says, I give you the Aretz, I want you to turn it into Shemayim. I made the Shemayim Shemayim. Ha'aretz nasan livnei adam, I gave you the earth to make it into Shemayim, to lift it up to Shemayim. Look at this amazing line. Ba'olam haza, Chazal say in the Alkut Shemoni, Ba'olam haza adam locate te'ena, b'shabbos, ein ha-te'ena omeres lo klum. Nowadays, if a person were to pluck a te'ena off a tree on Shabbos, the te'ena wouldn't complain. The fruit itself would not make a macha, because the fruit is just a fruit. It doesn't have the koach hadibur. That's what separates us, man, from a fruit, from tzomeach. Aval ba'olam haba, ba'olam haba, physicality is going to be so deeply infused with Kedusha that the Te'ina itself is going to start screaming, V'omeres lo Shabbos Hayom, Shabbos Hayom. That the fruit of the tree, that the fig itself is going to respond and say, careful, you can't pick me up, it's Shabbos. To be able to lift, that the world should be lifted up. I realized today, the Gemara says that everyone agrees that the Torah is given on Shabbos. Why does everyone agree to that? Gemara is a debate. Was the Torah given on the 6th of Sivan, the 7th of Sivan? Everyone agrees that it was Shabbos. Right? That the day of the week, calendar date is a machlokas, the day of the week was for sure Shabbos. Why does everyone agree to that? I think it fits this theme. On Shabbos, we elevate physicality. On Shabbos, the eating is Shabbosdik, and the sleeping is Shabbosdik. Today was the yard site of the Munkacher. The Munkacher quotes a volume from the Munkacher called Divrei Torah. So and it's divided into different mahaduros. So in one of the sections, he quotes from the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich said, "It baffles my mind." He says, "Tmiya, it's a tmiya gedoyla, tzarachi and gadol. How could it be that there's not an explicit pasuk in the Chumash that a person needs to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. How can you be a mensch on Shabbos? How can you be a person on Shabbos? You come to the table, you're falling asleep at the table Friday night. It should be part of the Torah. It should be explicit in the Torah. You need to take a nap on Erev Shabbos. That nap prepares you for Shabbos. And then he says, V'yesh omrim, that the Maggid had a different nasach. The Maggid said, I can't believe that it's not one of the Aseret HaDibros taking a nap on Erev Shabbos. Why? Because in Hachana for Shabbos, a nap is a very holy thing. On Shabbos, all the more so. Shabbos, the Sfarim say, is Rashi Tevas, Shein B'Shabbos Tanuk. Sleeping on Shabbos is a delight. It's not just a physical delight. It's a spiritual delight. Sleep is the 60th of death. What do you mean sleep is a spiritual delight? But on Shabbos, everything gets lifted up. The Beis Aaron, who I mentioned a moment ago, in Parshas Bo, Rav Aaron of Karlin writes in Parshas Bo, he tells a story. He says, one time the Baal Shem Tov found himself traveling, and he couldn't make it to wherever he was trying to make it for Shabbos. So he had Shabbos in a field. He was in an open field. He built himself a little Erev, and he set up for Shabbos. And the Baal Shem Tov began to usher in the Shabbos, started to say, come sing Kabbalah Shabbos. And he said, all of a sudden, the animals in the field, there were some animals in the field. Some cows and some horses roaming around, I don't know. He said, all of a sudden, when the Baal Shem Tov was Makabel Shabbos, the animals, instead of walking on all fours, they all stood up on two legs. The Baal Shem Tov is on the bar, because when you're in the Sviv of the Baal Shem Tov, right? Chai becomes medaber. Animals become, right? The Te'ina starts to speak. So what's the pshat? That everyone agrees, like Gemara said, everyone agrees that the Torah is given on Shabbos. Right, because Shabbos is a time where physicality becomes uplifted. One of my favorite stories of Chaskel Besser, who was the rabbi on 84th Street. So they put out, this journalist wrote a biography about Rav Chaskel Besser called The Rabbi of 84th Street. It's a good title. So he tells a story that he says they were seated at their Shabbos table one time, and he said there was a moth flying around. And it went over, it like finally landed, it was bothering everyone, it was, you know, being mothy and annoying. And finally it goes over to the window. And Rav Chaskel Besser opens the window to let it out. And he says, oh, it looks like this little butterfly would rather be out than in. So some, you know, Baal Shetshuva who was at his table that Shabbos says to him, Rabbi, it's not a butterfly, it's a moth. So he says to her, he says, I know it's usually called a moth. He says, but on Shabbos, everything gets lifted up. On Shabbos, a moth is a butterfly. That's what the Beis Aaron's writing in Parshas Bo. And on Shabbos, when the Baal Shem Tov makes Shabbos, when you really tap into Shabbos, the animals that walk on all fours, they lift themselves up. They walk on two legs. They're up on their hind legs. So I think that's the pshat. I think that's part of the secret of the Torah for sure was given on Shabbos. Right? Shabbos, we sometimes say Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. No, but what's the Kedush of Shabbos? The Kedush of Shabbos is that it takes physicality and it lifts it up. And that's the Chiddush that we're trying to work towards. Right? That the Te'ina HaChomer, that the physical fruit should be able to be what? To be elevated. V'yisron eretz asiyah le'ela. That the world of asiyah, again, like we said in the opening first four words, right? We often think that machshava is greater than maisa, but to be able to megala that maisa is actually higher than machshava. Okay, let's turn to the next page. Osu ha'olam shebo yiyu elyon v'lmata v'tachtonim l'mala. Again, here as a poetic line. Right? The famous Gemara in Pesachim that says that there was someone who got a glimpse of the next world, and he came back, and they said, what did you see? He said, Olam hafach ra'isi, I saw an upside-down world. They said, that's not upside-down world. That's the true world. So he says here so beautifully, Oso olam shebo yu elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. Right? When the system gets flipped, so to speak, that which has a perception of being an upside-down world, yelo olam hafach el olam bar. When we're finally able to show that, again, that the Shemayim is not the only domain of Hashem, but that the Aretz is also Nasan Levnei Eldam to turn it into Shemayim, so then that is the Olam Bar. Right? When the Elyonim, so to speak, are able to be Lamata, and the Tachtonim and lower things are able to stand up on their hind legs to be lifted up, that's not an Olam Hafach, that's an Olam Bar, that's a refined world. That's the Tachlis, that's what we're trying to do. Okay, now he compares it to the Mishkan and the Mikdash. What's the difference between the Mishkan and the Mikdash? There's a beautiful Yesod here. It's really such a beautiful piece. HaMishkan v'HaMikdash misam lemes olamos hazev haba. Mishkan and Mikdash represent, Mishkan being temporary, represents olam hazeh. Beis HaMikdash, having a degree of permanence, certainly by a shlishi, but even by a sheni, left a permanent mark of kedusha on the world. Right? So that's the world of eternity, that's olam haba.
As ha'hova v'ha'netzach, the now and the forever. There was netzach of Malchus. B'nigul ha'mikdash ha'i b'chinas diras keva u'beis olamim, as opposed to the beis ha'mikdash, which has this unbelievable permanence to it, ha'i ha'mishkan b'chinas diras arai. The mishkan was what? It was traveling, it was always on the move. It was olam hazadik. It was schlepping around. Right? Look at the Ram at the beginning of Hilchos Beis Bechira, where he describes the various stops of the Mishkan. Again, some of these places were there for over 300 years, but it was still, we weren't settled. The Mishkan wasn't settled. As the Pasuk says in Devarim, which Chazal understood as a reference to Beis HaMikdash, that the Mishkan is still temporary, and you could have a bama, you could have a private altar. Once we come to the Menucha and the Nachla, once we come to rest, we come to our heritage, we come to our land, so then we have a Beis HaMikdash. You can't have your own little private bama in your backyard anymore. And now we have a place of Hashras HaShechina, with a kvias. Ulefichach nivne ha-mishkan dugma seder b'yas olam hazeh. So look at this is beautiful. Other Sefer Chassidus talk about this. Shemi Shmuel has a piece like this. There is a piece where his Merami is to this in one of his farm. Ulevirach nivna ha-mishkan dugma seder brias olam haza. So the Mishkan, because it represents that temporary, you know, state, the Mishkan reflects olam haza. Again, as we see olam haza now, which means what? Which is Shemayim is the heights of things in this world. The lower levels are nothing other than the lower levels, right? That Shemayim kadmu elyonim lamala v'tachtonim lamata. Regular order of things. Bereishis bara Elokim, Eisa Shemayim, Veisa Aretz. Shemayim comes first. Haaretz Haisa Lamata. Therefore, Umina Afar, Asher Yeh Bekarka Mishkan. The Torah emphasizes by the Isha Sota, right, that the Afar, that the dirt is found where? Afar, the lowest of the elements, is what? Is literally the lowest part of the Mishkan, the floor of the Mishkan. Lamala Min HaDomeim, as we start to go up from the floor of the Mishkan, we come to the walls of the Mishkan, which is what? It's made out of trees. You go a little higher up into the realm of Tzomeach, right? That's the Krushim. Atei Shitim Omdim. Sheshimshu Lakos LeMishkan. They serve the walls of the Mishkan. On top of Tzomeach, moving up the chain, so to speak, is what? Is Chai, our animal hides. Right? And of course, above that is the Shemayim itself. So you see a top-down model of Shemayim to animal, to plant, to dirt. On top you have the Chai, you have the animals. The cover of the Mishkan was made from the goat skins. Oros elim adamim, oros techashim. Ba'olam kasuv notes shemayim kiriya. Uva Mishkan vasisa yirios izim lo'al al Mishkan. Just like this world has shemayim as its yiriya, as its cover. Right, the shemayim is above us. So to the Mishkan had the yirios izim as its cover. Okay, hashemayim lamala. That's the world of Mishkan. That's olam hazeh. What about the Mikdash? This is the real chiddush that we don't think about. The Mikdash emphasizes what? Of domeim, tzomeach, chai, medaber. What is the bulk of the Mishkan of the Mikdash? To the point that higher level things are intentionally excluded from the Mikdash. What does that mean? Look at this. V'ahevach mizeh ha'isa tzuras ha'mikdash. The Mikdash, which represents Olam Haba, represents Netzach, eternity. Zos Menuchasi Ade Ad. Ikaro Shalabayas Nivna Midome Me'avanim Va'afar. It's made of stone, it's made of earth, it's made of rocks, lifeless rocks. Why is the Mikdash made of lifeless rocks? Afagag V'amaziva Hayu Midomim Halalu. We're so makbid that it should be made of stone. Ve'ein bonim bo eitz bole klai. You're not allowed to use wood in the Mikdash. Right? There's a whole question. They had this achsadra, they had this porch area. They're trying to figure out. The Gemara and Talmud is discussing how could they make that out of wood. And the Gemara says, no, it wasn't made out of wood. It was made out of stone. Well, what's so terrible about wood? Why do we have to use the lowest of the elements? Because that's the point of the Mikdash. That's the loss of level that we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to that realization. You can't use wood in the Azara. Rakbatur tafil v'sad lahadom. Everything has to be secondary to what? To dirt, to earth, to tachta sahar, to mamish stones. Klonsos shal erez b'tikras ha'ulam v'lo yoser. V'haaretz lamala, aretz kadma. a little bit of wood, these klontzos, these pillars of Erez, right, to support the roof of the ula, but nothing more. We're very uptight about restricting the use of wood in the mikdash. Why? So meach is higher than domim, right? And if the mikdash is going to be a taste of lasa lavo, and the mikdash will be our lasa lavo, then yes, we want to reflect the elevation of the aretz, that the lifeless rocks are no longer lifeless, that the lifeless rocks come alive. So where did this chiddush come from? Right? I mean, we've explained now these broad strokes of Olam Hazeh versus Olam Haba, of Mishkan and Mikdash, again, just the bigger picture of Nis'ava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, L'dir B'tachton, and Breishis Bar Elokim. But when did we gain the awareness of this reality? And the answer is Kabbalah Satara. And this is really the Chiddush of Shuas. Eimasai, he says in the bottom paragraph, Eimasai niten ha-koach hazeh l'krutzei chomer. When was this koach given to us lowly, again, people made from just substance, from unrefined substance, to turn the world inside out, upside down? Who gave us such a koach? Where do we know such a thing? Lamito al aretz kadma, to go into this reality called the aretz comes first. Hayomer b'maymen Sinai b'matan Torah. It's through the koach of Torah that, again, Torah doesn't take us into higher realms. Torah is about bringing it down, bringing kedusha down. Hamapecha shel matan Torah, the transformation of matan Torah. Hekifa lo rak es deos hamachshavos. It wasn't only a spiritual transformation. Ha'amunos va'adeos shabanei adam, that we have a new philosophy. Ela esa olam gufo, that the earth itself was transformed. The world, every bit of the bria, was transformed by Kabbalah Satara. It was a ma'apecha olamis. It was a transformation of the entire universe. Mashal l'ma'adav erdomeh. To what can this be compared? How big of a chiddush was Kabbalah Satara? L'melech shagazer v'amar shamayim shamayim la'ashem v'aretz lasam livnei adam. Turn the page. Like a king who declares that my domain is the shamayim and the aretz is the lower realms, and that's how it's supposed to be, top down, the king dictating to his subjects. And all of a sudden, kishavikesh litein ha'torah, when Hashem wanted to give us the Torah, what does it give us the Torah? Giving us the Torah means giving us law, empowering us to rule. Empowering us to paskin. Bitel gzeir rishon of amrach tachtonim yalu l'alyonim. From this day forward, I want the lower ones to ascend. V'alyonim yardu l'tachtonim. And Hashem took the malachim and he brought them down. And to make a point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a teacher who preaches, but that Hashem in fact practices what he preaches. Ani ha-maschil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll go first. Shenemar v'yered Hashem al har Sinai. Like never before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it down. Yarda ha-Torah mishamayim la'aretz, Yerida tzarech aliyah. Right, that's the Yerida tzarech aliyah. Again, also being used a little differently than the way we usually use the phrase. La'alos ha-saretz me'al ha-shamayim. Hashem says, I'm bringing down the Torah to you with the hope that you will then be able to use it to lift up the entire world. B'shoa sh'amar kadosh baruch hu litin ha-Torah li'Yisrael. So what do the angels say? What? What kind of crazy thing is this, Rabbanu Shalom? What are you doing? Amar la'malachi ha-shar si'banu sh'olam. Asher t'na hodcha l'shamayim. What are you doing, Hashem? Don't waste your precious Torah on the earth. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torasi ani nosein b'tachtonim. I want to give my Torah to the tachtonim. You think my Torah is about the alyonim? No, my Torah is dafka about the tachtonim. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, kol makom shehishra HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Torasu, hishra shechinaso. Umi pirej then, who understood this? Who understood, again, finding elukus in sometimes the most difficult and lowly and challenging situations, and being with Hashem when he felt far from Hashem, in terms of an emotional struggle and being in an emotionally low place? That was David HaMelech. David. Hadu d'chsiv yahalu Hashem Hashem kineskav shmo levado hodo al eretz v'shamayim. David HaMelech understood that there's a possibility of lifting up the earth to be even greater than the heavens. That man can be greater than a malach. A woman who was struggling to have a child once came to the Belzer Rebbe. And she said, Rebbe, I demand a child from you. Daven for me, I want a child. Demand a child from me? What am I, a malach? Demand a child from me. I'm not a malach. She says, right, you're not a malach. You're better than a malach. That's how I know for sure you can give me a child. A malach, I wouldn't have the confidence. I know for sure you can. Right? And the tzaddik was very nispalf, that she understood, yeah, there's a metzias of an adam being higher than a malach. Don't be impressed by Shemayim. You can accomplish something in the Aretz that's even greater and gives greater honor to Hashem than what the angels can accomplish. Kodem al Aretz, v'acher kach Shemayim. That's what David was David was revealing. David understood the secret. That what? That the Aretz is Kadma. That yes, the Aretz became the place of God at Har Sinai. Rabbanan pasrin le b'Sinai, v'yachalom v'hinei sulam zasinai. When Yaakov Avinu has his dream, and he sees the ladder that's reaching from heaven to earth. So, chaver, which direction is the ladder going? Which way is the ladder meant to be used? So we assume, okay, this is Yaakov having an opportunity to reach upwards. Mutzav Arza. V'yisyatzu b'tachtis har. No, the ladder is Mutzav Arza. Yes, Rosh HaMagia HaShemayimah. But the goal is what? Is Mutzav Arza. V'ahar bo'er ba'ish ad lev HaShemayim. That the mountain should what? Should be burning up to the heights of heaven. That the hashpa, the ore of the Aretz, should have a hashpa on the Shemayim. Sulam Zasinai. You can see I wrote the Svarim point out that Sulam, spelled Chasar, and there's reason to spell it that way. Sulam, spelled Chasar, is Gematria Sinai, 130. V'asulam, shimesh lo b'shvil lalos me'atachtes el rosh. The Sulam, again, is not a way of us to escape from the lower realms, to disappear into the higher realms. No. Mitachtes ahar l'rosh megiyah shemayim, to get out from under the mountain. No. The Sulam is a pipeline to bring Elokus down to that place under the mountain. El hefech. Bishvil l'redes min ha'reishes el atachtes. To bring down from top to bottom. Me'ah shemayim l'aretz. Misov devarcha nikar shirosh devarcha emes. From the end of the matter, you can see that the beginning was emes. What is emes? What is emes? Emes means something that's complete. Emes is something that's unchanging. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa is only in 98% of the Bria, so then it's not emes. It's only once Hashem shows his dominion over the lowest elements of the Bria that we can say it's truly emes. So when it reaches the end, miso, from the end of your words, referencing Gemara and Kedushin, but from the end of your words, I can see the beginning of your words are true. How does the Torah start off? Bereishis, bara, elokim, sofei tevos, emes. The Torah starts off emes. But you don't know it's really emes until what? Until it's le'enei kol yisrael. Until every single Jew, and every, the Jew who looks like he's no sheikhas to anything, he's mamish, a tachtis, a har kind of Jew. Also, Chassam Sofer in Drashos also uses such strong lashonos. Don't chas v'shalom to think that Shavuos is about the Talmidei Chachamim, the people who are big learners. Hashem says, I want to reach, I gave my Torah to this world. Is there a difference? If I gave it to this world, is there really such a difference between the best guy in this world and the lowest guy in this world? The angels are right. From that perspective, the angels are right. Keep it in Shemayim. But Hashem says, no, I believe in every bit of the Bria. And I want to show that my Hashpa is felt there. U'mikana kavach shel akdamas nasa l'nishma asiya le'ela. And that again is the inyan of nasa l'nishma. Nasa means asiya, again, gashmi, is physicality. Nishma is the theoretical world of deep Torah study. It's the world of ideas. It's my machshava that can't be seen. Right? Maisa, you see my maisa. You see my handiwork. You see that I'm using my hands, my physical flesh and blood. You see the hammer and the nails. But that's nasa l'nishma. That's what the Jews understood at Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. And Hashem came to bring the Torah down to us. Okay, how does he end the piece? Shaul, we ask the following question. Mikevan shekiyam avim avinu kol ha-Torah ad shelo nitna. The Gemara tells us in two places. It's in Kedushin and in Maseches Yoma that Avram Avinu kept the entire Torah before it was given. And that the Avos, Hein Hein Amarkava, that the Avos were a chariot of Hashem before Hashem even came to this world in this way. Imkein, ma chidush yesh b'matan Torah? So what changed? What was the chidush of Kabbalah's Torah? We already had Torah. The Avos figured it out. Aval ha-chidush ma'afchani. But the chidush, in fact, was something of a complete reversal. Hislab shusa shel ha-Torah b'mitzvos ma'isios b'dvarim chomri. The Avos were able to understand the Torah at its shorish. The Avos understood Torah from its spiritual core. They didn't do mitzvahs the way that we did with the physical objects that we did. Right? That there should be what? That there should be mitzvahs, maisios. Yiridasa shel Torah letachtis laretz. Zeo achidish hagadol. Ha'avos kimwas a Torah lo ba'osa tzura hamasis shenischad shematan Torah. The Avos were doing Torah through what? Through deep meditation, through kavanos, through yuchudim, through olamos elyonim. The Avos were a merkava. The Avos were osek in the world of maisa merkava. The Avos were beyond this world. When Hashem wanted to give the Torah to the world, Hirish es ha'olam, the world was shaking. Every bit, every blade of grass was at attention to be makabel. Every bird, ha'olam ha'poshud v'achomri, the physical world was ready to receive. Kulo al yoshav, each thing in the world ready to receive. He quotes the famous medrash, k'shenasan kodesh baruch es ha'torah. Right? The birds stopped chirping, and the birds stopped flapping their wings, and the oxen and the donkeys stopped braying in the fields, and everything stood at attention. Meaning what? Hashem spoke to Hashem. What do they have to stop? Let the donkey go about its business. Let the ox go about its business. Let the bird go about its business. Let the butterfly go about its business. Let a blade of grass do its thing. No, everything stood at attention. The rocks, the inanimate rocks of the world, are ready to mekabel the Torah. What do they mean, I'm ready to mekabel the Torah? The answer is that the true Kvod Shemayim is when, yes, when the rock is able to hear, that the rock is able to pause from whatever it's doing, whatever that even means, to mekabel Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And of course, again, if you're not convinced that this is true, the most obvious gemara to make this point is this final point. And that is Sholem Od. Hakol Modim Dvatzeres Be'ina Nami Lachem. The gemara famously tells us in Psachim, on Daf Samaches, how should a person spend Yontif? Should I be involved in spiritual things? Should I be involved in physical things? It's a machlokas in general by Yontif. When it comes to Shavuos, everyone agrees you need lachem. You can't spend the whole day in the base mattress. You need to have lachem. You need to engage physicality. My time. Okay, once you have this Gemara, you have the whole sugya. There's a lot about this. My time, a yom shenit nebo Torah. The Gemara makes it even worse. Why do I need to eat on Shavuos? Because that's the day we got the Torah. Right, so that's the day it should be kulo l'Hashem. It should be all davening, it should be all learning. Why does everyone agree that when Shavu is dafka, I need to eat? Ma inyan Torah l'Lachem? What does Torah have to do with l'Lachem? Do m'shem atzeres hu yom shenit nebo Torah, ro'a yosu l'akdichu l'Hashem e'esher l'Lachem. It should be a day of kulo l'Hashem. Havazel kol ikaro shamatan Torah. But again, this is the chiddush shamatan Torah that we need to review every year. That the whole ikker in the Chiddush Mashan Torah is lahakdim rather as haaretz, lekadish as a gashem, that gashmius as a chomer as a lachem, the physical things of this world need to be infused. Umikan sod hazivug shumatan Torah im yom habikurim, and that's why what is the yom tov of Kabbalah Torah? Again, if you read it in the Chumash, it has nothing to do. Shavuos has nothing to do with Kabbalah Torah. The Shavuos of the Torah is what? Is a celebration of the crops. It's a celebration of the harvest. It's a celebration of my physical success. So how does Matan Torah align itself with Yom HaBikurim? With celebrating my fruits? We're being judged on Peros HaIlan. It's one of the four Rosh Hashanahs. HaMaimer HaNivchar, corresponding, aligning itself with the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which is what? Chermesh Makama. When the sickle makes contact with the standing grain. It was these two words that got me thinking about that whole other vart I was telling you before. It calls it standing grain. I said, standing grain. That's the sort of Baal Shem Tov. The animal stood up. Everything's standing. Everything's trying to lift itself up. Right? Grain is trying to stand up taller. Everything's trying to have an aliyah. The physicality, gashmius, is trying to lift itself up. Look at this beautiful line. Lo Torah u'bikurim. It's not, let's, you know, stick it together. It happens to be the day of Bikurim, and it also happens to be Kabbalah Satorah. Bevav HaChibur. It's not Torah and Bikurim. It's Torah Bibikurim. It's your fig being able to talk back to you. Zer tafkido v'zer tudaso shamatan Torah. That's the tachlis. That is what Matan Torah is all about. L'redis l'toch ha-Bikurim v'akama v'akatzir. That again, that my grain and my fruit and all of my possessions to be infused with Elokus, la'losam u'levarim, l'shafram u'letarim. V'im b'beis ha-mikdash, heyir ha-kalach shel aretz kadma, she'ez galabach ha-siyam. So if the beis ha-mikdash represents, again, that possibility of the aretz being what? Coming ahead of the Shemayim. B'din hu sha-mikdash shel ha-asid, ha-mikdash shel achres ha-yam gufo, yisnoses al-oso ha-makum shesham izgal l'rishon ha-kalach zeh shel yisran ha-aretz. So therefore, it would make sense. Where should the third base of Mikdash be? It should really be at Har Sinai. But if that's the whole point of the Mikdash, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, so really, in a certain sense, the base of Mikdash is a big question in general. Why did Hashem choose Har HaMoriah as opposed to the Har Sinai as the place for Hashras HaShechina, for the base of Mikdash? But it says Rav Zevin, not to worry, with my great Bekiyas, Rav Zevin says, I'll tell you, that that's actually what's going to be. Amnam Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehevi Sinai Ulivnos Beis HaMikdash HaGadayim. In some very mystical way, Hashem is going to bring Har Sinai to the Makom HaMikdash and build the Beis HaMikdash on top of this double mountain of sorts of Har Sinai and Har Moriah. Matam V'haya V'achris HaYamim Nachon Yahar Beis Hashem V'Rosh HaHarim V'Heim Omrim Shira. And the Jewish people will sing a song. What's the song going to be? Heim Omrim Shira, Shira Sinai, Shira Haaretz, Shira Tachtas HaHar. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to understand. As much as we think so much about Shavuos as being a zman of lima Torah, of immersing ourselves deeply in Torah to the exclusion of, to run away from the world. It's mamish the opposite. It's dafka on Shavuos, being on lacham. It's dafka, Shavuos was given, the Torah is given on Shabbos. It's dafka, yom ha-bikurim, where the Torah becomes infused within our bikurim, within our plants, within our fruit, within our physical life. And again, that's an opportunity we have more at the end of days where the world has become more and more physical than ever before. Okay? So we should be zocher to live it. Shkoyach.